Hi, Ed. What's on your mind?
I'm alive and well and enjoy listening to you and appreciate you taking my call.
Well, thank you, sir. Go right ahead.
I self-catheter, and about every 3-4 months, I get to have what's called an infection, and then I go through a whole bunch of antibiotics, and eventually it clears up. But when I was listening to you talking about the little girl, my question is there something I can take that will just simply prevent that activity happening? I'm very careful, wash my hands and all the rest, alcohols, but it still happens.
Yes, sir. Just check with your doc and see if the infections have been that E. coli. And as I say, the chances are close to 9 out of 10 they have been. And if it has been E. coli, I can't tell you how many letters I've gotten from families who have somebody in an assisted living center who had the same, and I know you're not there, but bear with me, who had the same problem of recurrent urinary tract infections, and then they persuaded the staff of the assisted living center to give that person D-mannose, usually a couple times a day, sometimes 3 times a day, and they quit having infections, sir. But that only applies, and by the way, D-mannose tastes good, but that only applies if it's the E. coli infection, so check on that, and if it is E. coli infection, sir, you never need have another one again.
So what's the name? How do you spell it?
It's a capital D, and then a dash, and then an M-A-N, just like man, and then N-O-S-E, like nose, but it's pronounced mannose. D-mannose, it's available in every natural food store, Tomo Clinic dispensary, compounding pharmacy, every place, sir. It's a powder, and you take a teaspoon at a time.
I see. Okay. Is there anything problem with just simply taking it, even if it isn't an E. coli, just for general good health?
No, sir. It won't hurt. It may not help, but you'll find out. And we got to go to our break at the top of the hour.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.